Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Williams, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 14 with verses 23 through 24. Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me and will keep my word, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me." If we'd only believe, I mean, really believe Jesus enough to keep his word, then we will absolutely know that the Father in heaven loves us and will defend us in every step taken, every effort not forsaken to share the salvation and goodwill of being redeemed. Since the very submission to his word and his salvation, I have felt the presence of the Lord in every moment of every day, calling on him to guide us safely, calling on him to anoint my work, calling on him to strengthen my marriage, calling on him to forgive those who want me hurt. I believe what he says, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Then and only then can you begin to serve what he asks of you, no matter the situation. You will seemingly have a radar that sweeps across your travels, searching for the lost, the lonely, and the languished. And you will act without hesitation, unafraid, knowing Christ will give you the words to say without preparation, soothing the soul, sharing salvation by the actions of Christ. Feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. If you look at each and every one and are doing them, then you too are living the life of a disciple, searching for souls to bring to his kingdom. Always surround yourself with the anointed and find goodwill to give to the sick, the infirmed, the unknowing of life eternal. You will be lifted up by your community and embraced while seeing goodwill as the actions of faith in your daily walk to heaven. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of the Lord's Prayer for forgiveness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We pray for Holy Mother Church as we do each day, praying for those we've always said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Williams, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from John 14. Our practice today is in verses 23 through 24. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Thomas Called Judas This Time." Answering Jesus to Thomas called Judas this time. "Me love whoever, word mine keep, him loved by Father mine, his dwelling with him, never to weep. Me love not, whoever words mine keep not. Hear the Father's words clever. He sent Jesus to this spot. I should put sent Jesus to this salvation spot. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Williams. It's September 16, 2023. Recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we live in a world of people wanting to take advantage of those and their goodwill. Try and be careful of that when you're up and about seeking to share the real presence of Christ with those who are in need and not those who are trying to scam you from some sort of greed. Do call on the Lord and find truth before you give, and you will see that it is Him that you will know how to live. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you too. My soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in Jesus' name as we close. It's 7:11 each morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is the only way to heaven. Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.